الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and the program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran one by one to learn from them and to practice them in our life. And we have, as always, the wonderful Brother Habib with us to help us learn these lessons. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Habib. Thank you for being with us.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in learning and understanding His book.
Thank you very much. Let's listen to verses 4 onwards from chapter 68 of the Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, or the pen, and we'll be back for the discussion. Stay tuned.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And indeed, you are of a great moral character. So you will see and they will see. Which of you is the afflicted by a devil?
You just listened to a few verses, verses 4 onwards from chapter 68 of the Quran, Surah Al-Qalam, or the pen. We're going through the chapters one by one with Brother Habib, and today we are on verse 5 onwards. Brother Habib, verse 5 says, "You will see and they will see. Which one of you is crazy?" Now, I'm assuming that God isn't telling the people that you guys are going to turn crazy soon, because that didn't happen. What does this verse mean?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I think the key to understanding these two verses is understanding the word al-maftun in the Arabic language.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, I think that a good translation by or for al-maftun would be afflicted.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much the person, like in this state, that when you have a cause, mm-hmm. you're following that cause, and that cause is pretty much, let's say, right or wrong, but what is the reason that you're following this cause? Is it because you're crazy? Is it because you're following or running after a desire or self-interest?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you have great intentions of saving humanity from the hereafter? And whatnot? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, give it time and it will become clear who is al-maftoon, who is afflicted. The Prophet is not afflicted with craziness. Mm. It is rather you who are afflicted by the devil. It is rather you who is afflicted by the love of this world, by the desires that you're following, by your self-interest, that you are stopping the light of guidance for humanity for your own self-desires.
And denying it to yourself too.
Exactly. And that selfishness. I mean, like as a human being living in this century, in the 21st century, I curse such people. Why? Because they could have stopped. They could have stopped. Or they were trying to stop what brings me good.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they were selfish. They wanted their worldly matters. They wanted to rule. They wanted to be the heads. They wanted to be in control. It is what they were lusting. It was what they were desiring. And they wanted by that to throw the entire of humanity into hell. That's selfishness. So they have been afflicted by the devil. They have been afflicted by their desires. And it is not the Prophet who is afflicted by his craze. It is rather he is the most sane person out there, and he is blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the prophecy.
If you want to talk about crazy is the person who denies the eternal afterlife, stops it for others, and also denies it for himself.
That is the result, yes.
That is the result of this verse. Thank you very much. Let's take an early break, and we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't miss it.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We just studied verses 5 and 6 of chapter 68 of the Quran, Surat Al-Qalam, or the pen. So the Prophet was called crazy or insane. God says that no, the extraordinary things that you're seeing is a blessing from us to you, and it's not craziness or insanity. The people who were calling him insane knew that they were lying. They were trying to stop this reality from reaching the people. And God says that soon you're going to see who's the crazy one. I'm assuming at the time of their death, or perhaps on the Day of Judgment. On the next verses, it says, indeed, your Lord knows best those who stray from His way, and He knows best those who are guided, so do not obey the deniers. Here's the thing, a lot of times in our lives, we make a decision that we know is a bad decision because of how people will judge us.
Peer pressure.
Thank you, yeah. And I'm wondering if this verse is somehow also talking to
yes,
those people.
Yes, yes. Look, the thing is that some people, فَلَا تُطَعَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, some state that the person that is being talked to is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. But there's also a very important notion to understand or to keep in mind, especially when talking with such, you know, statements and such announcements and such verses. It is the concept or the rule of إِيَّاكِ أَعْنِي وَاسْمَعِ يَا جَارَ. إِيَّاكِ أَعْنِي وَاسْمَعِ يَا جَارَ. In Arabic, pretty much the translation of this verse, the translation of this word is, I mean you, but listen, O servant.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking to the maid. Like for example, I'm talking to my wife,
yeah.
But in reality, I'm talking to the maid.
Yeah.
I want the maid to listen. I want the maid to understand.
It's like when some people shout over one child so that the other
child can understand. Brush your teeth. If you don't brush your teeth, tooth fairy is not going to get you that quarter of yours, right? And, you know, the other child understands, start crying, I want the tooth fairy to bring me the quarter as well. And then it becomes a problem, and then you don't sleep, and then you don't go to your classes the other day.
Yeah, and then you get fired.
No, I didn't get fired, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by saying, indeed, your Lord is most knowing of who has gone astray and who is on the straight path. And He is most knowing of the rightly guided. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, I know the hypocrites. I know the people who are really believers. I know the people that are hiding their belief from the mushrikeen.
Mm-hmm.
I know the mushrikeen. I know the believers who are claiming they are believers and stating they are believers in reality. This also has to some extent do what we talked about on the previous episode. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your pure intentions of wanting to reach guidance.
Mm.
Then he continues and states, فَلَا تَطَعَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Do not follow those liars. The Prophet isn't following the liars. Who's following the liars? Who has the chance of following the liars?
The people.
People who follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, who say they are believers in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a believer in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, do not take advice from a non-believer. Do not take a life from a non-believer. This non-believer comes and states, just an example, like, it comes and states, drink this, what's wrong with it? Drink it. It's a little bit of alcohol, no problem, drink it. The Prophet's telling you don't drink it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you don't drink it. You go and drink it. That's just, you know, out of, you know,
that's
out of intellect.
That's a very good example.
Yeah, just a small example. The bigger example is like, they tell you that don't follow the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Do not talk about our gods. Do not bash our gods. Do not make propaganda against our gods. Right? And the Prophet's telling you, do this, do that. The Prophet tells you, do not buy this from this mushrik. You go buy that. That's not following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَا تَطَعَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Do not follow the liars. Those who are, the reason behind that, the very beauty of this is that
Can I cover that in the next part?
You can go ahead and do it.
Because we need to take a break. And yes, you are right. The beauty of what it is why we should not obey the deniers. Don't go away. We're going to continue this discussion right after this short break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
We're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are studying the verses 5 onwards from chapter 68 of the Quran, Surat Al-Qalam, or the pen. So God subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I know who's good, who's bad, I know who's good in his heart, and do not obey the deniers, those who are eager that you should be flexible, so that they too may be flexible towards you. Can you explain that part, please?
Why shouldn't I follow or shouldn't I obey a denier? This denier, why is he denying? What's the reason behind it? Isn't it self-interest? Isn't it self-desire? If that person was denying because of self-interest and self-desire, was following his own desires, then he wouldn't mind in commanding me into doing something that will bring interest to me, to himself or herself, without acknowledging the result and consequence of my action of him following him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing positive about following a denier in such states. You should always keep in mind that this person denied for a reason. And when they deny for a reason, it's because they have their reasons, and their reasons are wicked and evil. And these evil and wicked reasons will cause me to fall into unwanted consequences, unwanted results. So it's something to keep in mind. And that's the beauty of the title of Al-Mukadhibin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is why the next verse comes and states, they wish that you would soften your position, so they would soften towards you.
Yeah.
See, again, they're looking for their self-interest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What does it mean to soften towards you? I don't understand that.
They would wish that you would become, like open to them, to talk to them. You would give them some kind of space into, talking. And they would try to, talk to you, and they would try to convince you. Like, they're waiting for you to open the door for you for, like, diplomatical talks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When you have an enemy, and this enemy wants to win, and is willing to win in any manner possible.
Yeah.
You always have to be on your toes. Mm-hmm. You cannot believe this enemy. You cannot let go of your, to always pay attention. They have it.
Vigilance.
Another word for vigilance, what is it?
Awareness.
To always be alarmed, to always be in caution, to always be alert when you're dealing with your enemy. These people are your enemies. They're looking for their self-interest. They're not looking for the truth. They're not looking for the reality. So always be on your toes. Always be precautious.
Mm-hmm. But what does it mean that they want to be flexible to the Prophet? Do they want to be kind to the Prophet?
Not kind. They want the Prophet to be talkative to them, to open them more, to give them space.
In a way that we don't need to take this guy that seriously.
Not like that, but like that he would accept us, or accept our words, and we come to agreements. And then when these agreements come, we slowly start to shatter their bases, and then this agreement all of a sudden disappears. Like some kind of political, agreements that happened a couple of years back, and all of a sudden they disappeared. And again, we're living in difficult times.
And the next verse says, and do not obey any vile swearer, scandalmonger, talebearer, hinderer of all good, sinful transgressor, callous, and on top of that, base-born. Who behaves in such a manner only because he has wealth and children. It's talking about the fact that some people think that because they have wealth and children,
again,
they can do whatever concept
was
they want.
That concept was available. Until this day, it is available. I have seen it. And the fact is that the more blessed I am in this world, meaning that the more I am loved by Allah, or I am loved by the Creator, or I'm loved by the world, and
so
that I'm
I can
a good
behave
person,
as I want.
And I behave as I want. And I'm the... Nadariyat Mahwar al-Kawn, which means pretty much you're the base of the universe. Uh-huh. The universe revolves around you.
Yeah.
But you don't know that when you die, we're going to be eating 5 minutes after you die.
Okay, thank you very much. It's always nice talking to you, Brother Habib. We learned a lot. If you missed the program, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply visit IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.